through in the clutch and taking it to the next level.
He'll send it to center for Nikolai Goldobin. Hits low, Horvat down the left wing with the lane to the goal. Horvat's the backhand, he scores!
We're laying out for the catch and swinging for the fences.
Pilar at the wall, at the track, jumps in. Oh,
yeah! No, he did.
He's got it!
It's time to reach deep.
New Sunday, Vancouver, the Bronx Star.
Live from the Sportsnet 650 studios, here's Dan Riccio and Randeep Chanda.
He is the new signing of the Vancouver Canucks, Jake Virtanen, gets a two-year deal. How's it going, Jake? Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I'm really good.
So 2 years, and you're continuing your National Hockey League career with the Vancouver Canucks. How was this year for you? You play a career-high 75 games, and knowing that there's a lot still on the table for you to get to.
Yeah, no, obviously, last season, I think the last 20 games was a big stepping stone for me, and I really showed how I could play, but moving forward here, obviously I have a lot to prove still, and obviously to my teammates and obviously coaching staff, and I'm just looking forward to getting into camp. I'm counting down the days, and obviously working on my off-season conditioning, and I'll be ready to go hard for when camp comes.
Jake, one of the things that Travis Green has mentioned in regards to you is finding that consistency as a pro. You mentioned you had a great final 20 games of the year. Looking ahead to next year, how do you aim to make yourself of more of a consistent player going forward?
I think just coming prepared every night, and I think just knowing what I have to do at the beginning of games, getting on the forecheck, I think just getting my feet under myself right away in games, and I feel like if I go and get a big hit in the first shift, or I get a scoring chance or something like that, I always feel like I have a better game that way.
What was your goal going into last season, Jake?
I think last year, coming from Utica, I wanted just to have a fresh start in my mind. I came into camp just having a fresh mind. And, I think obviously still learning, and obviously it being Hank and Danny's last season, I wanted to learn from them as much as possible. I wasn't sure until obviously the last like four or five games there, but obviously just being an everyday guy, learning new things and just soaking it all in. I mean, as a young guy, I think you want to do that, is you want to come in, for the first couple of years, and you want to just learn a lot of things, obviously soak it all in, like I said, and look up to the older guys and see what they have to do, and how they get themselves ready for games, and how they, treat their bodies on and off the ice. So it's good.
Jake Virtanen, our guest here on Reach Deep Sports at 650. Jake signing a new two-year deal with the Vancouver Canucks today. And you mentioned Utica, and you come from there. Travis Green's coaching in Utica, and he gets promoted to the coach of the Vancouver Canucks, and you grow with him. How did that help you in this past year, and how do you think that relationship is going moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's great. I love the style that Travis, he plays. He's very direct, a very aggressive style game. And obviously we like to have Travis wants to have, moving forward, I think we want to have a tough group, like a tough group to play against every night. And I think that, with all the acquisitions we've had in the offseason, that'll help us a lot, I think. I'm looking forward to seeing the new guys at camp, but our relationship's been good though for the last couple of years. It's been, he's coached me for a couple of years there, and then obviously when I was called up to Utica when I was, I think, 18 for playoffs and stuff like that. So I've had him for quite a while now. I know how he coaches, and he's a pretty approachable guy too, so it's good.
Jake, what was a message for you at the end of last year in the exit meetings? What did they want, whether it's Jim Benning or Travis Green, what did they want you to improve on coming into this year?
I think mostly like what you guys are saying, obviously off season conditioning, I think just coming into camp being, really good shape, and then, working on my hands in the small areas. And, obviously I think my skating is, always can use improvement, but, I love using my speed. So working on that outside speed and bringing pucks to the net, crashing and banging and, things like that. So I think just an all-around game. I mean, there's always room to improve for every player somewhere in your game. But, you know, it's always the little details that we try to focus on and stuff like that in the off season. Every guy wants to try to get better at, you know, what they're not good at. So, yeah, it's been good.
You've been working on your hands with Pavel Barber here locally. How's that been going for you? And, you know, are you starting to see that difference already?
Yeah, honestly, after the second time, second or third time I skated with him, you know, I felt a big difference. And he gives me a lot of off-ice drills, too, that, you know, if I'm just, you know, sitting at home, you know, with a puck and a ball, I can do a couple of drills that he gives me. And, you know, he's a really good stick handling coach. You know, he does a lot of in-game stuff, so that's really nice. And a lot of protecting the puck drills and stuff like that. I mean, he's a really good guy. You know, everyone knows that he's got some pretty sick hands. If you've seen his videos on YouTube and Instagram, like, he's got some really good hands. So it's really nice to learn from him. I think, you know, he's a great mentor for me and learning stick handling stuff from him.
Jake Virtanen, fresh off signing his new two-year deal with the Vancouver Canucks, joining us here on Sportsnet 650, your home of the Canucks. You know, Jake, I did think when given the opportunity last year, when you played with Hank and Danny, when you played a little bit with Bo there at the end of the year, you did show well in those moments. Do you expect to be playing more in a top six role this upcoming season?
I think, you know, I'd like to do that. I think, you know, obviously coming in, I always want to start off, you know, with a bang at camp, and, you know, hopefully I can get on that top six and, just play my game. I think moving forward here, just being a guy that, you know, gives it all every night. And, you know, I want to be that guy that, you know, my teammates know what they're going to get from me every night. So, yeah, I think obviously being a top six guy would be ideal, and I want to obviously earn that. And, you know, it's not going to be easy. You know, we got a really, really depth lineup coming through. So I'm excited for when camp comes around and seeing how things play out. It'll be fun.
You mentioned that Hank and Danny are obviously now retired. There's a lot of opportunity for young guys like yourself to jump up in that top six. What's your focus heading into September and October when it comes to maybe jumping into that top six role? What do you think you have to focus on in order to get that job?
Yeah, I think, obviously the first thing is just scoring. I think that, you know, I think I haven't done a great job of scoring enough, I think just scoring more goals. And, you know, I think obviously I know that I can score goals, but I just have to go out there and do it. And I think just get greasy, and, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, how it goes in, you know, as long as it gets in there, and it doesn't really matter. But I think scoring goals, but also being a really good guy in the defensive zone. I think if you're a good guy in the defensive zone, it just transfers over into the offensive zone. You know, if you're getting pucks out, and I can use my speed to beat defensemen, you know, on the forecheck and stuff like that. So I think, you know, if you're good in the D zone, it'll all play out well offensively.
You know, even last year we had countless conversations talking about when is Jake going to get more ice time. We feel like he's earning it. Yeah, and you mentioned it earlier, you know, towards the last 20-25 games of the year, you were allowed to get more minutes, and you showed well. And now you're talking about fighting more and fighting for that top six spot. Do you think, you know, what you did this year and fighting for every minute that you had on the ice will help you going into this upcoming season?
Yeah, obviously that's very true. And, you know, I obviously want to push for that top six spot. But, yeah, no, like I said, you know, over and over, like, I'm just excited for when camp comes around, but I want to push for a top six spot. You know, but, like, I think we've got a lot of good young guys coming in. Obviously, you know, Peterson and, you know, Dolan and those guys, obviously. Quinn Hughes looked really good. I actually stopped in at development camp and watched him a little bit. He looked really good. But I'm excited to see a lot of the young guys come in, you know, and see what they can do. And then, obviously, I know how most of the older guys are now, but obviously excited to see those guys too.
You're listening to Reach Deep, and we're joined by Jake Virtanen of your Vancouver Canucks. Jake, before we let you go here, what's the rest of the summer got in store for you? What are you doing? Are you staying around in town?
I'm actually going to Kelowna next week for a hockey camp. I think Sunday or Monday to Friday, I believe. It's 3 hours, 3 hours a day on the ice. So, you know, to get out there and do that for a week, it's going to be a bunch of NHL guys out there. And then Coming back, and that's about it. I'm going to be pretty much here just training, be training in Kelowna for the week two, and then just be counting down the days until camp after I'm back from that, and just work out and training. That's it.
Jake, congratulations on the new deal. We're looking forward to this year. All the best for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
There is Jake Virtanen, a two-year deal with the Vancouver Canucks worth an average annual value of $1.25 million.
Sportsnet 650.